This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low Cash on the B-Morning Coffee Club, Hometown Home. They are part of our Guitars and Stars show. In fact, they're going to host the show on May 21st at the Auditorium Theater. Dylan Carmichael, Kelsey Hart, Zach Topp, we also just heard from him. Tickets on sale this Friday. You will have a chance to win tickets right here on the B in just a couple of minutes.
You guys, when I adopted my dog, I was told that he was an escape artist. And yesterday, he proved to me that he can. My laundry room is not inside my condo. We have like a shared communal one. Mm-hmm. And I opened the door, was trying to like sneak out. I'm trying to not have him in his crate 24/7. I'm like, can I trust you for 30 seconds when I leave to go switch the laundry over?
Raw.
He saw that door open and he bolted.
I'm out of here.
Thankfully, he just got in the hallway, so he didn't escape the building. But I got him in, and I was like, you were in so much trouble. I was like, you need to go in timeout. You're going in your crate. Because I was like, I still have laundry that I got to do. This 113-pound German Shepherd mix, dead weight like a two-year-old toddler, legs stretched out. I was like, I'll be damned. I was like, you're getting in this crate. No. I was like, all my workout classes coming into handy. I'm like,
right in water, bro.
I was like, terrible. I was like, I can't give you a treat to get in. You're in trouble.
Normally, I mean, rescue dogs tend to be the runners because that's how they've become rescue dogs.
Right.
They've run away. So at least in my experience, and that's all I can speak to is my experience, the dogs that I have adopted have been escape artists. And let me tell you something. I've had a dog jump off a roof. He's fine. We still got him. Maximus.
Jumped off of what?
A roof.
A roof.
Roof.
A roof.
Oh, jeez. Dad joke. And so, yes, that you got to keep your eye on them. And when you have a family and you're like, everybody, make sure you shut the door behind you. Please make sure the screen door is shut. Nope. All it takes is just that little bit of give and that dog is gone.
If she was in a house and not a condo,
yeah,
that dog would still be running.
Oh, yeah. Gone.
And then you'd be calling us going, guys, can you help me find my dog?
Yeah.
Be posting on the B Facebook page. Anyone see
Anyone
a Duke around
see
here?
The Duke?
Exactly. Duke. Hey, we are looking for caller number 19 right now. 252-WBEE. Guitars and Stars tickets up for grabs. Dylan Carmichael, Kelsey Hart, Zach Topp, Low Cash. Another artist to be announced very soon. As soon as we get that signed contract back, we'll let you know who it is. But right now, caller number 19, we got a pair of tickets waiting for you. Good luck. The B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope, Billy Kidd. We got intern Joe in the house as well. We were talking to Hope earlier about her dog trying to escape, and TJ mentioned that her dog ended up on the roof, and
yes,
people were texting, how did your dog end up on the roof?
Right. They were like, wait, she didn't finish the story. Now, I should explain Maximus Prime, as I call him. He's a cockapoo, Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix. I adopted him when he was 2 years old. This dog, when I went to adopt him at the Humane Society, they said, someone threw him out of a moving vehicle. Can you believe that? I go, that is terrible. Look at him. He's adorable. I'll take him. Let's fast forward. I've got him in a car with the window down in summer, and he's on a leash, and that dog jumped out of the window of my moving vehicle.
So was he pushed or did he jump?
He jumped out of the window. Wow. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I've got him hanging out of the window. I have to pull over, yank him back into the car. So I was like, okay, family, we can't have the windows down anytime we have Max in the car. Fast forward. He bolts out of the house anytime we can. Humane Society has me on like speed dial because they keep finding my dog that gets out of the house. And then I'm at work on the air one day. My husband calls me and says, hey, Max just jumped off the roof. I go, what? He goes, yeah, him and his stepdad were doing the porch roof, putting the whatever the
like the tar
ice paper or whatever that is. And so he had the bedroom window open so they could get in and out with their tools. And he goes, Max dove off the bed, out the window, and off the roof. And he took off up the street. And I was like, oh my God. And he used to, and I'm like in the middle of doing a show. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? He's like, well, I can't chase him. So had to call the Humane Society, let you know my dog's on the loose again. He jumped off the roof.
You ever watch the cop shows and they're on a first name basis with the people they arrest?
That's probably what it's like with your dog, right?
Yes. Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, Intern Joe, I'm Billy Kidd. Ladies, are you 5%ers?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sure. I don't know. I'm sure I do 5% of something.
My wife is a definite 5%er. Recent poll, 5% of people say that on average, they need or want all of the physical mail that comes to their house.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's not me. It's Steve. He's crazy with mail.
My wife, first moment she gets out of the car from work, she's heading towards the mailbox.
I know. It's never anything good.
It's never anything good. All of my bills completely automated. Why are you making that face?
Nobody sends you anything good in the mail?
No.
Nothing.
No.
My friends and I still send each other snail mail sometimes. You never know what's going to pop up in the mailbox.
Do you still get Christmas cards? I might get like four or five. You still get them?
Yeah. Like my family who lives in like Montana, Texas, Colorado, they all send me Christmas cards.
Oh. Got still put cash in it?
Grandma still put slide a 20 in there?
A couple of them do.
Okay.
A couple of them, it's just a card.
Yeah.
But like I don't need 99% of my mail.
Hmm.
It's my tolls.
Everything's automated. Right. I have everything done online. The bills are automated. The only thing I would get would be like a box, but even those are coming like UPS, FedEx, you know, the Amazon guys drop it. They're at my house all the time. Hello, guys. They're my best friends now. Sometimes I just wave out the window. Thank you. But I'm bringing all this up because I'm wondering, with all this talk about downsizing the federal government and the United States Postal Service, they're the next ones on the block, apparently. You know, they're talking about maybe privatizing that. How many people actually look forward to their mail every day? Because I honestly, my wife was gone for a week. And when she got back, she's like, I can't believe you didn't even check the mailbox one time. And I'm like, I don't even think about it because everything comes in my email box.
You now. Don't think about the mail at all?
Not at all.
Wow. I forget to check mine, even though I do love getting mail. And it's on a different floor than my
the mailbox here at work. Oh, no, you're one at your apartment.
Well, here at work and at home, they're on different floors. I had mail from 2 months. I had a Christmas card that TJ brought down to me yesterday at work.
I was like, do you ever check your mailbox upstairs? Like, mailbox upstairs?
Nothing.
What?
So my neighbors went through and passive aggressively took all of my mail as it was overflowing and put it in a plastic bag and set it on my doorknob because it went so long without checking it.
Check your mail. Man, they're going to kick her out of this condo, man.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, intern Joe's in the house. I'm Billy Kidd.
No, lots of people who had the DNA testing done through like 23andMe. Can't remember the other
site. Ancestry was the other one, the big one.
Okay, so I'm letting you know, 23andMe is declaring bankruptcy. Actually, they already have. What does this mean for our data? I did the 23andMe. I did it because of the illnesses that run in my family.
Now, this is, you can submit a DNA.
A saliva. Analysis.
Okay.
So I spit in a tube and I mailed it off. And then they sent me the results. You download the app and it's all right there. And then even weekly, there's new, like, here's your chances of getting osteoporosis. Here's your blah, blah, blah. So there's always adding new things and stuff to my
So it wasn't just a once and done thing?
But I only bought it once.
I
bought the box and I bought the premium and that's it. It doesn't get rebuilled.
So what happens to all that data now that the company's going out of business?
Well, first of all, that business plan isn't sustainable. The fact that you don't have reoccurring customers, somebody buys something and then that's it.
I mean, the fact they just went out of business, that's
correct.
Confirms everything you just said.
And so they said there is a way, first of all, they said nothing is in danger right now. Everything is safe. They're running as usual. However, it's for sale. 23andMe, they're gonna sell it.
So your DNA is for sale?
Right. What we don't want is something not in this country, some company buying it because the regulations may not be the same for the DNA laws. So I'm just letting you know, now you're fine. But this is what I did after doing some research. Download your raw data from your reports, okay, off the website and off the app. Download it. Then you go to your settings. And if you have them storing your sample, which I did, for whatever reason, I guess I didn't know I had an option, change it so they do not store it. So for now, I'm keeping the account. But those two things you should really do like today. Download your data off the site, everything that you paid for, and then say, no, I don't want you hanging on to my DNA sample, which you can do through the settings of your app.
Have you done this, Hope?
I've done Ancestry DNA, not 23andMe. So my first thought is, would Ancestry DNA, because it's like a
nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.